Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice...
This is Christy Nickel, and I'm excited to be talking about Fringe Fest today. I have a very special guest in studio with me who is the biggest fan of Fringe that I've ever heard of. Jacqueline, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So you not only have been attending Fringe shows for over 20 years, but you've actually been traveling to Winnipeg to see them because you're not actually from here, right?
No, I'm from Northwestern Ontario, and when I started coming, it was, you know, the first year, it's see what this thing is all about. Absolutely fell in love with the experience and made it an absolute priority every year. So this has become our vacation. I book dates as early as possible to make sure that I don't miss it. And, you know, we started coming out in the beginning and then threw our kids in when they were old enough.
That's awesome. From what I kind of understand of your story, you kind of have this competition with yourself, trying to go to as many shows as possible each year. How many are you trying to attend this year?
This year we're aiming for 60. Last year was our high, and that was 50.
Okay.
So you're looking at about six a day, plus, you know, it gives you a little bit of leeway, but yeah, 60. So you're aiming for about six a day. Usually, I mean, five is super easy. Mm-hmm. Seven's push. Six is totally manageable.
So you've been doing this for over 20 years, but something came up this year that could have jeopardized your ability to attend the festival. Can you talk about that?
Yes. So I had everything planned out. I actually had my whole summer planned out with canoe trips and, of course, the Fringe. And in May, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. We met with the surgeon about a month ago. At that point, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make the Fringe. And we were very fortunate and able to schedule it in between. I sort of hit a point where I said, I don't care. If they had kept me waiting for, you know, 2-3 months for surgery, they can wait another few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the Fringe.
That's great. Well, I congratulate you on a successful surgery already. Wish you the best of luck in completing your 60 shows goal and going into radiation when all the shows are done. Thanks for being here, Jacqueline.
Thank you for having me.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.